Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you, of course. We want to hear from you on this edition, and you can call into the studio right now. Speak directly with us at 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or if you have some life issue that you're struggling with, this is a good opportunity to speak with Bob and Andrew right now and get the answer to your question. Just give us a call at 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you now because it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. All month we've been talking about how to stand out as believers, how to truly live out who we are in Christ. And Andrew, you've weighed in quite a bit through the month on that. Give us some more thoughts as to what that really looks like, how to truly live out who you are in Christ. I know there's a great passage in 2 Peter that talks about the fact that we can participate in the divine nature through the great and precious promises that God has given us. Boy, that's different. That's standing out. So kind of give us some more idea of what it means to really stand out as a believer in this crazy world in which we're living in.
Yeah, well, 2 Peter, the first chapter, it does say that we get to participate. We have everything we need for life and for godliness, and we get to participate in this divine nature that is Jesus Christ. And so you say, all right, well, that sounds really good on paper. It sounds really good on Sunday morning in a sermon or in a Sunday school class. But what does that really, really look like? And I would venture to say that, first of all, it's in our wheelhouse. I think we need to know that, you know, God is not asking you to become someone different. He's not asking you to become somebody else. You're already a partaker of the divine nature. If you're in Christ, then you're a new creation. You're compatible with Jesus. You're a perfect fit. And, you know, our design reveals our desire. Just think about that. You were redesigned from the ground up, recreated in Christ Jesus for good works. So that design that you now have reveals your desire. You are a slave of righteousness. You've got a new obedient heart. And so when we talk about the rubber meeting the road, when we talk about putting on love and putting off bitterness, when we talk about walking in a manner that's worthy of our calling, hey, we got to know our calling and we got to know our design and we got to know the way that God has recreated us. So, you know, one thing that I love about this ministry, guys, is that we're constantly saying, get to know your identity in Christ. Learn who you are in Jesus. Well, that's not a feel-good message, as good as it may make you feel. That's not a feel-good message. There's a purpose behind knowing our identity, and that is so that we don't have to feel like we're acting like a stranger when we live the Christian life. We don't have to act like we're putting on a mask and faking it when we live the Christian life. Look, we are new creations. We're joined to Jesus. Jesus is a perfect fit for us. We're compatible. We're meant to bear the fruit of the Spirit. So, you know, we could talk all day long about what that looks like, whether it's self-control or peace or joy. But I guess at the end of the day, Bob, when your head hits the pillow, you got to know that you're meant for this, that you're built for this, that God redesigned you for this, that nothing else is going to satisfy, that Jesus has the market cornered on fulfillment, and nothing else is going to work for us. We are literally addicted to Christ. We're slaves of righteousness, and that's a beautiful addiction to have.
Absolutely, Andrew. And I guess as you were talking, there's no way for us as Christians to fake it until we make it.
Right.
I mean, we can't fake our way into the reality of this Christian life. It's genuine and real from the inside out, and that's what we need to come to realize. That's what we have to get to know is that God has done a real work inside of us. This isn't fake. This isn't pretend. This isn't acting. This isn't putting on a mask. This is being genuinely who God has recreated you to be, a person who trusts the Lord Jesus Christ and walks by faith in Him, that desires to do that, and that manifests itself in this real, genuine Christian life, doesn't it?
Yes. And, you know, again, you say, well, all right, I grew up being told I had to come down the aisle and promise to do 10 things better and put all my sins on a campfire and watch them burn and, you know, all that stuff. Many of us have gone through the pep rallies of religion and the rededicate and re-promise to do better. I'm really going to do it this time, Lord. And so we subtly got the message that this is outside of me. This is outside of my comfort zone. It's outside of my norm. It's outside of who I am. And I'm going to have to just look around and imitate this thing. This thing is not really for me. I don't have a salesperson personality. I don't have a meek smile on my face all the time. I can't do this. This is outside of me. And I guess what I would say to that is, hold on. There is no cookie cutter Christianity here. Recognize that there's a diversity and a variety in the body of Christ, and God loves that. He made you you. There's never been a you before. You're the first you. So you got to know that, you know, this master painter wants to paint the brushstrokes of his life on your canvas. There's never been a canvas like this before. You get to have your personality, your sense of humor, your gifts, your talents. You get to be you. You don't have to be somebody else. God wants you to be you and to believe that his son is a perfect fit for you.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. Andrew, you spoke about being addicted to Jesus. Well, here's a call that came in overnight that goes just the opposite way. It's a sad call, but let's listen.
Hi, my name is Danny. I'm from San Jose, California. This is more of a request than a question. I feel compelled to express my issue, and that is, I need prayer for my heroin addiction. I was on heroin for 10 years. I should have learned my lesson then. Now 8 years pass by, and I decide to dip into that again. Now I'm 8 months into heroin again, and I sincerely, desperately need the Lord in my life. And I'm just asking for prayer, okay? It says in the Bible to humble yourself before the Lord, and that's what I'm doing. I don't know what else to do. I keep on asking, and I keep on praying. Would someone just please help me and pray for me? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. That is a sad call, but Danny, thank you for the courage you exhibited there to pick up the phone and call a national radio broadcast and to lay that out before a listening audience, to let people know what you're going through. And I think, Danny, you're going to have people from all across this country and literally around the world praying for you specifically as far as this heroin addiction is concerned. And, Danny, we certainly want to be a resource to you, to be a help to you in any way that we can. We certainly have people on the ground in the San Jose area that we could get you connected with. We have resources that we want to send to you to put into your hands. The thing that got to me, Andrew and Bob, as he was talking, was just that plea, I need the Lord in my life. Yeah. And, boy, God is saying, call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. And boy, that's the life changer, isn't it?
Yes, there is one life changer, Danny. His name is Jesus. And if you don't already know him, then as Bob said, I mean, the biggest thing you can do in life is say, I want to open the door. I want to call upon him. I want to invite him to change me from the inside out. This isn't to you trying harder or you trying to do better. This is calling upon Jesus and saying, I need someone greater than me to save me because I can't do it. Now, we talk about this addiction, and guess what, Danny? It's the same attitude. I can't conquer this addiction in and of myself. I've tried. I've tried three steps and five methods, and I've done this and I've done that, and here we are back at square one. And so that same attitude of, Lord Jesus Christ, I need you. I need you to do for me what I cannot do for myself. Well, that's the attitude that saves, but it is also the attitude that frees us from an addiction. And you ask us to pray for you, my friend, and so that's exactly what we're going to do right now. So, Father, we just pray for Danny. We just pray for his heroin addiction. We ask that you might intervene in a powerful way, that you might send him people that have the discernment and wisdom and care to know how to help him along. We just pray, Father, that he would know your presence in his life. And if he does not yet know Jesus, that he would call upon Jesus, that he would look to you for salvation by grace as a free gift, that he would understand that even now, if he is in Christ, he is a totally forgiven person because of the blood of Jesus, that he stands pure before you without blemish, that he is blameless, that his track record does not define him, that his past does not determine who he is with you. And Father, we also pray that you would continue to show him that not only did Jesus rise from the dead, but why he did it, that he did it for Danny. We pray, Father, that he would see this new life, this eternal life, that you'll never leave him, that you'll never ditch him, that you'll never abandon him, that you'll never forsake him, that you will walk through this with him no matter what. That's the kind of God you are. And so, Father, we trust you with Danny. We ask you to give us wisdom as we seek out help for him in San Jose. But most of all, Father, we just thank you that Jesus is alive and powerful and has power over this sin and has power over death. And we fully entrust Danny into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Indeed.
I know there's lots of people that are going to be praying for Danny, and we'll certainly try to keep everybody posted on how he's doing. And Danny, we know you will be listening probably to this broadcast later in the day. And when you do, we want you to contact us, get your contact information to us so that we can help you along in this, get you to connected to some people in that area, and we can get some resources to you. But Danny, we want you to experience new life in Christ. We want you to go free from this addiction. We want you to walk in the newness of life that is available through faith in Jesus Christ. And so that's our prayer for you, and we just encourage you to reach back out to us, okay, my friend? And thank you again for your courage in picking up that phone and calling.
Bob, this is just one more illustration why Basic Gospel needs to be here every day.
Yes, indeed.
It really does. And we thank our donors so much for making it possible for us to be here, because you heard a message that resonated with your heart, with your spirit, and now hopefully Danny is going to hear that as well. And we want to say thanks to you from the bottoms of our heart for your support for this ministry we call Basic Gospel, as we continue to disseminate the love and grace and life of the Lord Jesus Christ every day. And until this Saturday, we want to say thanks for your support in October, and we're going to send you a copy of Bob Christopher's latest CD message series. It's called Against the Current, and it can help you deepen your faith and your understanding of how to stand strong in the face of the pressures and patterns of this world. To make your gift, just click donate at basicgospel.com. Your generous gift, of course, will help bring believers back to Jesus, who is, of course, the way, the truth, and the life. Again, please donate today at basicgospel.net and request your copy of Against the Current. Another call that came in, guys, overnight, but first I want to give the phone number once again, because we have some open lines and we'd love to hear from you live on the broadcast today. 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742.
Hi, my name is Danny. I'm from San Jose, California.
Wrong call. I'm sorry,
Bob. Hi, this is Shelley from Michigan, and I was raised in the Methodist Church, and I was baptized when I was a baby. I took Jesus as my Savior when I was 12 years old, and I have tried to live a great life and a godly life. But recently, I have just really, really been empowered and absolutely in love with Jesus. And I want to know if I need to get baptized as an adult. What does it say about being an adult and finding just that you're more in love and you're ready to really live the life, and I want to dedicate it, and I feel like I need to be baptized. All right, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, well, that is an important question for any believer to ask. And let us just say that, you know, there was a very common practice 2,000 years ago. If you received Christ, if you were born of God, if you were born of the Spirit, then for you to gather with friends and loved ones and celebrate publicly and proclaim the name of Christ by saying, I'm going down into this water and coming out of this water to represent Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection. And on top of that, my death, burial, and resurrection with Christ, that I'm a new creation, that I'm born of God, that I'm not the same person that I was before. I identify myself with Jesus now. Now, that was a very normal occurrence, but there's nothing magical about water that saves a person. I mean, a quick visit to Acts chapter 10, and we do find that some Gentiles had received Christ. They were born of God. They had the Spirit living in them. And that had already happened. And then Peter says, what prevents them? And I would say that's the attitude we can have even about this question, guys. What prevents her? If she wants to celebrate in water, if she wants to make an event out of it, if she wants to have a birthday party, spiritually speaking, if she wants to celebrate as an anniversary of her becoming part of the bride of Christ, well, by all means, what prevents her? And so this is an important thing that every Christian can celebrate, but as far as when it normally should take place, well, of course, it should take place as a believer, not as a baby, but as a person who's come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so when we look at New Testament baptism, I mean, Paul says, I thank God that I didn't baptize many of you. And he says, God didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Now, that's not bashing baptism. It's just that Paul had a focus. His ministry was dealing with people in a way that would save them. So God didn't send him to dunk people in water. He sent Paul to preach the gospel because that is what saves. That's why we say hear it, believe it, live it, because it starts with hearing and it continues with believing, and then it's capped off with living in the truth of the gospel. So, you know, I think it's awesome that she says, I'm in love with Jesus, and I want to celebrate him. And she even says, I want to get baptized. I mean, friends, that is living from the heart, and there's no rule on this. There's no have to. This is not how you get saved. But when your heart is crying out to celebrate Jesus, Bob, I say go for it.
Absolutely. Well, her story is a lot like mine. I grew up in a Methodist church. I was baptized when I was maybe 8 months old. I remember it well. I mean, every yeah. detail of it. I didn't even know that happened until years later when my parents said, yeah, we had you baptized as a baby, and the pastor gave us a letter. And, you know, I don't even know if I was able to read that. But then in college, I really had a life transformation, and there was something inside of me that said, go and celebrate that through water baptism. And I actually did that. Now, I had a lot of expectations about that event, and you know, that it, something was miraculously going to happen if I went through, and that's not what occurred. But then when I look back at it, it really was just a celebration, just a confession, a public confession to people saying, hey, I'm identified with Christ. And there was great rejoicing from the body of Christ. And I think that's what water baptism really is an opportunity for the body of believers to celebrate with you that you are identified in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, just as we are. And we are so glad that we are now connected as brothers and sisters in Christ. So, Shelley, as Andrew said, if this is something that's a desire of your heart, go for it, and it will be a great blessing to you. Well, let's go down to Thorndale, Texas, and talk to our friend Clay. Hi, Clay.
Hello, Clay.
We're running short of time, so Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in him." And I guess the subject's grace. But my question is, but being his workmanship in Christ Jesus, what are these works Christ's nature, and would the beforehand be something like Christ was crucified before the foundation of the world and always being God's plan?
Well, Clay, I think there is something to this that relates to, you know, how we show kindness to others and how we love others. And you say, well, is that Jesus? I think always the answer has to be yes. You know, real kindness is an expression of Jesus, and real love is an expression of Jesus. He is agape love, and he has the market cornered on love. So I don't think we want to reduce this to saying, well, there's no present day works that we're involved in or walking in, because you look at the whole of the New Testament. He says, put off bitterness, put on love, put off resentment and bitterness, put on Christ. I mean, again and again, it says, don't let sin reign. There's all these walk passages, walk in a manner that's worthy of your calling. So I look at this passage and I say, yes, it starts with the cross and it starts with the resurrection. And yet it continues with Jesus's life in us today. And Bob, I would say that's the fruit of the Spirit. That's good works. You can call it what you will, but there is an ongoing manifestation of God's Spirit living in us, isn't there?
Yes, indeed. And, you know, I love this passage in Titus. It talks about the grace of God teaching us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live righteous, upright lives in this present generation. But it goes on to say that Jesus has redeemed for himself a people who are eager to do good works. And I think this gets back to exactly what we were talking about at the top of the broadcast, the fact that we can participate in the divine nature, that we have been made compatible with the works of God. That we're now a part of the family business, and yeah, we offer ourselves as living sacrifices, and we make ourselves available to God, and he uses us. He works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure, and we simply work out through faith what God is working into us. And yes, and that's the beauty of this Christian life. It really is sourced by Jesus Christ from beginning to end. And we're attached. We abide. We live in Jesus. And so the source of life is flowing in and through us. And we're simply trusting. That's the work, to trust, to walk by faith. And as we do, we get to live out kind of the goodness of his life in this world.
Absolutely. Clay, good to hear from you, brother. Thanks for calling, and we'll be in touch again. Friends, if you haven't done so already, we hope you'll click subscribe in the upper left corner of our website, basicgospel.net, to receive our daily devotional. It arrives in your email inbox every morning to offer truth and encouragement as you prepare to face the world for the day. Again, subscribe in the upper left corner at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us for Basic Gospel today, everybody. Keep in mind that if you have Bible questions or some troublesome life issue that you're dealing with every day, you're struggling, well, give us a call. Tell us about it at 844-322-2742, and we'll discuss it here on Basic Gospel. In the U.S. and Canada, that number, 844-322-2742. And again, thanks to the many of you who faithfully support Basic Gospel every month. Your prayers and gifts keep Basic Gospel on the air and online. Please help today if you can by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. And when you make your October gift, be sure to request your copy of our newest resource, Against the Current. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. And don't forget that only a couple or three more days for the offer of this particular resource by Bob Christopher, Against the Current. We want you to have a copy of it as you make your donation for October. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, and with thanks to Andrew Farley for being with us today, this is Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.